Nice.
So that would be the next round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So they'll wrestle a couple of rounds of girls wrestling. I'm thinking the boys will come back, though. I'll have to say, I think the boys' wrestlebacks will take place after this round.
That's what I was thinking.
And then the girls will wrestle the semifinals. So that's what we know now, which isn't often a lot. We hit the 1 o'clock hour on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And match number one finally comes to an end. That took a long time to decide the winner. And raising her hand high will be Lily Reinert of Wautoma Wild Rose. Reinert gets the win. That's an 11-3 final, it looks like. So that one comes to an end, and we'll open the door for match number four. Looks like Cheyenne Reese will be here for the River Valley Blackhawks, and she'll be taking on Zoe Litt of Lodi here in a quarterfinal girls match. Whistle will start them, and we're underway. River Valley's wrestler goes in, tries to get a takedown, and now going to be taken down herself right away on her back as Cheyenne Reese is going to be pinned 10 seconds into the match. So Zoe Licht of Lodi gets the fastest pin of the day, a 10-second fall, and she is moving on at 114 pounds for Lodi. Weight classes for girls a little bit different. We've got the next up 126 pounds in a little bit. Got some rowdy people in front of us. the Lord family.
Yes.
There's Eric. There's Big Tommy. Dodgeville, they brought a lot here. A good contingent. And why not? They've had a good day as well.
They have, haven't they?
Yeah, the top wrestlers look really strong here so far. Trying to get to the next level. The finals coming up. So let's see here. Check over the bracket. Again, these are quarterfinal girls matches. They're on a break in Mineral Point, and we'll be going back to them in a few minutes. So it looks like we are going to have Madeline Muller. Here we go. She is out there.
We talked to her a little bit today.
We did. Richland Center's Madeline Muller is out there, and she'll be taking on Cody Nowicki of Berlin. Match underway, no score, here at 126 pounds. The two kind of fighting for position in the middle of the mat. Muller shooting in. They are locked up. No score yet. Muller tries a throw. Unable to come away with it. And now fighting it off is Nowicki. Muller a sophomore. Nowicki a junior for Berlin High School. No score. Muller trying to come around. And, well, she will get the early takedown for Richland Center. So Muller takes a 2-0 lead on the takedown. They are fighting for position right now, trying to get up and out of there is Nowicki. And Muller moves up through the head and shoulders, trying to probably work in a half. Darren Gunderson, her coach, he's done a good job coaching the girls this year. Three of them here today for Richland Center. Brian Thielman also in the coach's chair for the Hornets. And Muller continues to drive. And we're going to have a potentially dangerous call, it looks like. They'll go back to the center of the mat. And the period comes to an end, so that'll mean it's the second period. Looks like Muller defers. She'll be in the up position to start the second period, leading 2-0. There's a caution as Nowicki moved just a little bit early. Whistle will start him again. Getting up is Nowicki. Madeline Muller moves up to the shoulders. Riding here in the second period of action. Nowicki choosing to be in the down position to start the second period. And she is concerned with trying to get up and out of there. Again, Muller leading 2-0. Grabs the near arm, moves down to the elbow, now trying to use a little bit of leverage on her opponent. Madeline Muller looking for more here. She's got one shoulder down and now moving from the left side. Grabs the far arm, trying to turn Nowicki, her opponent, and unable to. Nowicki gets back to the front side, trying to get out of the grasp of Madeline Muller. Muller again able to turn her opponent. That's going to be close to a fall right there. It is a pin. So the time of 2:55, Madeline Muller of Richland Center is into the next round of the girls wrestling tournament here at Wisconsin Dells High School. So congratulations to Madeline. Sienna Vendrell eventually the top wrestler at this weight class. Muller will be taking on either Brianna Buchner or Evelyn Schwer. Columbus and Wautoma Wild Rose wrestling here in just a little bit. We'll keep an eye out for other local wrestlers. Looks like we might have another local wrestler. Match number 13. That will feature a River Valley wrestler, I believe. So let's check that one out. That is Lydia Barracks going against Montana Joles. Joles of River Valley. Barracks of Boston Nakusa. Locked up immediately. And now a takedown for Joles of River Valley. And she's close to scoring a pin. And there it is. How about that? Montana Joles. That was River Valley's Montana Joles gets a pin in 27 seconds. So she advances in the tournament to face top seed Lainey Vaughn in the next action.
Nothing like getting your hand raised here, are they?
Well, no, yeah, it's exciting stuff. Got a win here for the girls to advance in the tournament. Wisconsin Dells having a good opening round. They're going to get a win for Lillian Schwark. Schwark gets the win, and that'll be at 255. So she advances here at 138 pounds in the girls' portion of the tournament. Semifinal action right around the bend for the winners of this one here. And looking ahead, River Valley will have Olive Corbett on the mat a little bit later on today. And Belmont Platteville's Kaylee Davis will be taking the mat against Kaylee Price of Columbus. So we'll check that out. So, yeah, they're just making the announcement for consolation matches. So they'll be starting up pretty good time here. Well-run tournament at Wisconsin Dells. They do a good job.
Yeah. Three-mat format.
Three-mat format. Thank you, Henry. Trina Slaff doing the honors.
She does a nice job.
Yeah, she does, as the meet manager. As we have the opportunity, let's take a timeout. This is Sectional Tournament Saturday from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Looking to make your next major career move and find a place to call home? Look no further. Rockwell Automation is hiring primarily second shift assemblers and material handlers in Richland Center with the ability to move up and advance your skills with ample growth opportunities. What could be better? If you're looking for a traditional work week, predictable and stable work schedules, and an environment that's clean, comfortable, and friendly, and let's not forget about the amazing benefits that begin on day one, Rockwell Automation might be the place for you. Learn more and apply at rockwellautomation.com/careers and search for Richland Center.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
As you enjoy a break over at Richland Center via Wisconsin Dells, I keep getting that one mixed up. David and I remain at Mineral Point High School, where we might as well put in a change of address for him. We've been here three Saturdays in a row. But this is the wrestle background of the boys' tournament. The winners of this match go on to wrestle for third in a possible trip to state. The losers of this match of this round find their tournaments done. We're back just in time for the 120-pound weight class, where a couple of good freshmen do battle Lakota Brewer of Riverdale and Mason Stellion of Mineral Point. Looks like the start of the second period, David, and it's a 4-0 lead for Lakota Brewer of the Riverdale Chiefs.
Yeah, he's looking pretty good here. He had a tough loss that last round there. Questionable call, but either way, he gets him to this point here, and he's wrestling very well, like you say, with that lead 4-0 here, and looking to add a takedown here, which he does get, so he's up now 6-0, 20 seconds into the second period. So he's in control here as he is wrestling a freshman from Mineral Point, Mason Stellion, 24-12. Meanwhile, Lakota's record right now is 41-6. Pretty good record there for the young freshman. And now he's got him turned on his back, a good arm bar and a pin. Nice job for Lakota Brewer. He bounced back from the loss and he gets a pin in 2:34. That's the way to bounce back.
Up on mat number three.
And that will end the tournament for Mason Stellion of Mineral Point. He lost a tough match in the quarterfinal round to Jaden Dyer of Westie. And now is bounced from the tournament by Lakota Brewer of Riverdale. For Brewer, he now has to defeat Cade Birchman of Fenimore in the next round to get to the third place match, and that will guarantee him a berth at state, but he has to win one more match in order for that to happen. Bring you up to date on what's been happening in this round, which just began a little while ago at 106 pounds in championship bracket. Parker Milsner of Cashton will go against Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle for the title. And the wrestle background, Jaron Glassbrenner of Fenimore has knocked New Lisbon junior Kason Edgerton from the tournament with a 42-second fall. And as David indicated, Jaron Grimswood of North Crawford Seneca was a pin winner over sophomore Terry Sage of Riverdale. That puts the wraps on Terry Sage's season with a loss. And going for third place later will be Glassbrenner and Grimswood in a battle of Jarons. First names are spelled differently, but pronounced the same. 113 in the finals later today. Jake Fitzpatrick of Aquinas will meet Lucas Orloff of Tech Argyle. In the consolation bracket, a couple of pins, a quick one for Brendan Rick, Jr. from Royal Wantiwalk Center, as he knocks Westby senior Noah Klum out of the tournament. And in the upper bracket, it was a pin win for Elliot Kite, a freshman from Mineral Point, over sophomore Owen Kloss of Fenimore. So Kite and Rick go for third place at 113. 120, that weight class complete as well in this round. Roger Feligi of Aquinas and Jaden Dyer of Westby meet for the title. They both qualified for the state tournament. In the consolation bracket, a win for Cade Birchman of Fenimore, 10-0 over junior Lucas Christensen of Iowa Grand Highland, whose season comes to a close. And then the battle of freshmen moments ago that David finished out, a win for Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, 244 over Mason Scullion of Mineral Point. Brewer goes against Birchman a bit later on for third place, 120. You win your third place match, you're guaranteed a berth at state. You may even have a chance to wrestle as high as for the second place spot here at the section. At 126, Damon Crapp of Lancaster is wrestling Danny Finley of Parkview, Albany. And David Finley almost didn't make it here in time for his match. They kept calling his name. The stopwatch was running. And what happened if he didn't show up?
Well, he'd end up forfeiting that match.
Wow. Well, much to the... I'm sure he'll get to talking to the match
yeah.
and his coaching staff. Nonetheless, though, things are looking good for him. Danny Finley of Parkview has an 11-5 lead with less than 30 seconds for Jamin Lancaster. Finley, my understanding is, from the seating meeting last week, this is just his second year of wrestling. He's a senior, and he's got 45 wins to his credit coming in. And he's going to close out a victory here in just a bit as he works against Jamin Crapp of Lancaster. In the other match, I believe I saw a mat slap for freshman Colton Tollison. Is that correct?
That is correct. He gets a pin in 308 over Michael Jones from Aquinas.
So Tollison advances. He is one match away from the state tournament. To get there, he'll have to beat Danny Finley of Parkview, Albany, who just finished an 11-6 victory in the consolation bracket. Going to the championship later at 126 will be Alexander Radovich of New Lisbon and Riverdale sophomore Brody Meese. 132, I just heard a roar happening. Did I miss something there, David?
Yeah, that was the Jacob Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle with the win and a pin in 112 as he defeats Grady Nicolay from Aquinas.
That's at 132 in the consolation bracket. And the other match, Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center against Rayson Cooley of Pittsville. And I think that match also ended. That was part of the uproar here.
Yeah.
We're in the Royal Waniwak Center section.
Yeah. So. I think Gunnar won, but I didn't catch the score.
So Wopat will move on against Orloff in the third-place match at 132. All right, 138. Do we see Riverdale senior Sean Duffy out there? We do.
We do. Matt One is Sean Duffy, the senior of Riverdale, and Thomas Frosty, the junior from North Crawford Seneca. And Sean has got the first takedown just 30 seconds into the match here, so looking to get some near fallers. He's got a search right here with a power half. Trying to get the shoulders exposed, but he's not getting any near fall here yet. He's not been able to break the 45 degrees. And now he's getting a little high here as his opponent, Frosty, is trying to come out the back side here. And Sean kind of regroups here a little bit, trying to slide the leg right in, but Frosty's got a hold of the ankle, not letting it come through. And now he's going to almost get in trouble there, giving up a reversal, but he's able to get his hips back on top, but he's still real high as Frosty's pretty much coming through the leg, coming out the back door here. Sean trying to hang on for a power half of anything, but he's not careful here. He's going to give up near fall. He did maybe just still in control, according to the officials, countdown to 20 seconds left here. He can hang on here and maybe get a stalemate or get off the edge of the mat. Best case scenario, worst case here, giving up two, but he's going to get a stalemate. Nice job there for Sean, just hanging on, grabbing ankles and whatever he could. Got it down to 9 seconds and stalemate, so they'll reset at the center with a 2-0 lead. A ride out this 9 seconds here, get into the second period. Sean, a senior here. Thomas Frosty, North Crawford Seneca, is a junior. John Duffy from Riverdale will take the down position. Frosty from North Crawford Seneca, he's going to get in the referee position, ride the left side. Off the whistle, goes to a tight waist. Sean's trying to Gramby roll out. And he is going to be successful. He's going to get to his feet, maybe get two out of this. And he does. He does come around and got around to the backside. Gets the two reversal in control. Now he's hooked the left leg in, gets the leg right. Racing down through. And you get a turn here, but Crosby does a good job, and Sun gets a little bit sloppy here as he lets his hip fall down to the mat. He's got to keep his hip up on the mat when he's doing a leg ride. Work his way back up on top there, staying control. That's what he's doing now. He's shifting his hip. There, nice job. Navigating around the scoreboard here. Now he's back on top. Good control here. Still got the leg right in, I believe, on the left side. Now he's going a good tight way. Looking to break him down. Center and Mendes go second period. John Duffy of Riverdale with a 4-0 lead here halfway through the second period. And he ends up getting put on his back, but no control change, nothing. It's just a roll through. So he keeps control. And Frosty comes to his feet. He's trying to break the hand control. And he does. Gets the one. 3-point lead now for Sean Duffy, the senior of Riverdale. 4-1. 28 seconds to go in the second period. There's the attempt at a single leg by Frosty. Good block there by Sean. Guy's got a fun headlock tied up there. Sean pops his head out. Now he's in control. He's got to block that short from him. Comes around. He's trying to cover the hips. He's got a limp arm. He's on him out. Puts the leg right in. He gets the takedown by getting that leg right in. 5 seconds to go, and he gets that 2-point takedown here going in the third. That's going to put him up by five now. So at the end of two, a 6-1 lead for Sean Duffy of Riverdale. We're going to go neutral on our feet for the third period. I believe his choice was Frosty. 144 pounds. Neutral, but he hasn't gotten a takedown yet this match. Nice takedown. Short fireman's there for Sean. He goes right into a tilt, getting near fall, so he's going to add 5 points to his total here. Going to go from a 6-1 lead to, there it is, the three near fall to an 11-1 lead. Less than 30 seconds, he puts 5 more points on the board, so a good attack there for Sean Duffy. 10-point lead here. He can ride him out, get a turn maybe. Let's see who won the bottom half of that. See who Sean's potential opponent will be, but we'll get that shortly. If he continues to ride out, Frosty of North Crawford Seneca. Sean's looking to join his teammate, Lakota Brewer, as he won his match there a short period ago. And they come to their feet, and they're going to go off right in front of the score table. 53 seconds on the clock with a 10-point lead for Sean. Set back in the circle off the whistle as Frosty does a Granby roll. Sean does a nice job following it. Got the leg hooked this time. Now he breaks that hip down. Nice job. And have a potentially dangerous. Good call. Get reset here.
Well, Riverdale has already qualified 3 for the state tournament. They're the 3 that will be in the sectional finals. Brody Meese, Riley Wanick, and Grant Matthews. Lakota Brewer is 1 win away from joining them, and so will be Sean Duffy if he can finish out this match the way he'd like to.
Yeah, not bad for, what, 8 guys coming down?
Yeah. Get 5 of them through. That
yeah,
would be
nice
a feather
day.
In the cap.
Yeah, nice day for Riverdale here. Let's keep it going with Sean Duffy with a 10-point lead. Just about 30 seconds to go in this match. 11-1 as he continues to ride tough with a tight waist and a wrist ride.
I didn't mention Caden Rennish either. He's got a shot
yep.
to come back. That could be
yep.
6 out of 8, even better.
And we're going to wrestle these last few seconds here on the top position for Sean Duffy, the senior. Going to move on here shortly with a, looks like it's going to finish out with an 11-1 victory. And that will be it. Nice job, Sean Duffy, the senior from Riverdale, 11-1 over Thomas Frosty of North Crawford Seneca.
And for North Crawford Seneca, Frosty's tournament comes to a close, but Jaron Grimsland's tourney still going. He is 1 win away from advancing on to the state tournament for Coach Eric Hady and the North Crawford Seneca wrestling slot. I believe it's Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas that won that bottom one. I'm pretty sure that's what I saw, the indication. And that would be the next opponent for Sean Duffy of Riverdale. Hargrove is a sophomore. Is that what you're seeing also?
I didn't see it come up yet.
Well, maybe that's because that was the on-deck match.
Hey, there we go.
Just underway. Well, we'll see how much of a seer I am, but Hargrove is already out to a 2-0 lead over Billy Miller, the sophomore from Blair Taylor. A quick scan of the mats. Don't necessarily see anybody from our immediate listening area, so why don't we take a break? We'll be back with more from Mineral Point in a moment. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Harchi Lumber's more than just a lumber supply superstore. When we say they do it all, we mean they do it all. Crafting, engineering, estimates, energy audits, construction design, delivery, and more. Harchi Lumber has it covered literally from beginning to end. For all of your building needs, big or small, call the experts at Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207. Providing expert service since 1969. Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Ithaca Weston takes center stage now. Nolan Waldner, the last man standing. He's a junior, and he's out to an early lead, David. Wrestleback action at 157.
Yeah, he's up 2-1, got that first takedown, which he's done well today. He's wrestled on his feet, scoring takedowns here as his opponent, Archer Kistner, dives in for a double leg, but a good hip pressure, keeping the head of Archer down on the mat, not allowing him to get his hips underneath him to score. Grabbing the ankle, trying to flatten him out. 38 seconds on the clock, and we're going to have a stalemate, so a nice counter there for Nolan. 36 seconds on the clock here in the first period of 157-pound match. They get back started here, back on their feet. Both wrestlers wrestling for takedown. Was that 2-on-1 right, tie, arm tie? Continues the battle inside, looking for inside position on the head. 14 seconds to go, and there's a nice shot in for a single leg at the back out, working the edge. Kistner, a senior from Pittsville with a record of 17-14. There's another attempt at a double leg, but a good whizzer there by Nolan, and the time's going to run out as he was able to counter that takedown attempt. But at the end of one, it's a 2-1 lead for Nolan. It's going to be Nolan's choice as he's going to defer. Archer looks over to his coaches, and he's going to go down. He's going to take the bottom position, start this second period.
Above man number three, Centimore, Ryder Sanchevich from Whitehall, Jose.
And as Archer gets set, Nolan covers. Flattens out, trying to work that arm bar on the left side there. As Archer comes back to his base, good breakdown there for Nolan. He just rolled those wrists under. There he slips in the armbar. Now he can get the wrists on the other side. Really working hard from the top position. Putting a little pressure on Archer's head there, keeping his head down on the mat. 30 seconds to go as Archer's able to scoot the hips out, turns and faces him, and gets the escape, ties it up 2-2. 1:25 on the clock in the second period. A nice double leg attempt there for Nolan. He gives up on it as Archer tries to come up and do a hip toss, but Nolan just shakes him up off his hip, and he scores the takedown. So a nice takedown to get his lead back up to 2. 4-2 lead, 1 minute to go in the second period. Like DeSoto gets the win there, 175 pounds, so good for him. And Nolan's got him in a cradle here, a nice tight cradle. Lots of time here. He can get some near fall. And Archer's doing a good job staying flat to his belly, but Nolan still got it locked up. Well, now he loses it, but he's going to get 2 out of it. Way to score 2 near fall. Nice job, 6-2 with 30 seconds on the clock. 157 pounds. Nolan Walder of Ithaca Western, the junior. And Archer Kistner, the senior from Pittsburgh. Nolan continue to work that right side of Kistner. And making it difficult for Kistner to even get up to his feet. Now he does, but Nolan is able to cover and follow. A couple seconds here, ride him out.
Up on mat number 3.
Which he does at the end of 6-2 lead now for Nolan Walder, Ithaca Western. Third period, we're going to go on our feet. Nolan Joyce, he's going to take neutral. He's been good on his feet, 3 takedowns. Good on his feet all day, scoring takedowns. He run into a tough one this last round against Tristan Stelt, a junior from Fenimore. Tough match there. Stelt's a very good opponent. And Nolan's doing a good job here bouncing back as Kistner dives in on a low ankle. Counter here. Nolan is not giving up. He's battling, not giving up that takedown. Grabbing ankles, keeping that flurry going. Now he's got Kistner's hip down on the mat. Kistner comes back up. Still not able to score. Nolan is doing a good job hanging on, hoping for a stalemate. He grabbed those ankles, and he's going to get the stalemate. So nice job there for Nolan to get out of that mess because he was on a deep ankle, single leg. Nolan initiates the tie-up, and good job that way, being aggressive. Nice head snap, spins around, adds 2 more to his total, gets up 8-2. Nice job, way to be on his toes, goes right to a cross face. Good hard cross face, trying to pull that under. Looking for maybe a cradle or just a barbed wire. And working that barbed wire is Kistner comes to his knees, but he goes right back down. Now he's got the head block. Barbed wire coming across, looking for near fall there. Got 1 count. Now he just loses the barbed wire, goes to a headlock. Good position. Getting the near fall. 25 seconds on the clock. Going to get 3 more on the score here. Work this out here in the final 20 seconds. That pushes down on that shoulder, looking for a pin. Near it, but not quite. He covers the hips and trying to put a little more pressure on as the official. Keep an eye on the clock. The tall boys out there. Just seconds, and Nolan's going to get them 3 near fall. And he's going to be 11-2 winner there. So he'll will continue on, and we'll find out who his opponent is.
What a nice win for Nolan Waldner. His tournament continues. And his opponent will be Jesse Penchy of Aquinas. Penchy was a pin winner in 4:15 over Dylan O'Brien of New Lisbon. Congratulations to Nolan Waldner, Ithaca Western. Teammates Ashton Bennett and Max Neath have already been bounced from the tournament, so Nolan is the last man, the last hope for Ithaca Western. He's 1 win away from securing a berth at state. 165 has finished as well, David. A pin win for Riders and Savage of Fenimore. over Jose Contelucio of Whiteball. And you mentioned it, a win for Seth Greeno of DeSoto. That was a 42-second pin for Greeno over Ethan Estrada of Independence Gilmanton. Do we have Caden Renish of Riverdale out there?
We do.
Why don't we pick up on that?
All right. Caden Renish, the senior of Riverdale, is bouncing back here. He's up against Darren Laufenberg, the senior from Iowa Grand Highland. And Caden's got the first takedown. We're midway through that first period as they're going to go off the edge of the mat. They'll have to come back and get set. But Caden had a tough loss there to Tyson Martin of Aquinas to get him in this position here, and he's up against Offenberg, the senior of Iowa Grand Highland. Two wrestlers we've seen before. Nice tilt there, looking for some near fall. Does not get it there, but he slips in the arm bar. Hits the cross, goes underneath, grabs the far wrist. Gets the shoulder to pop down and trying to step over. A good power half turn here. And he's got certainly got near fall, looking for a tight pin here. He sits all the way through now. He shouldn't have done that as Laufenberg comes all the way through. Ika's going to cover now. I think Caden had been better off just to stay on the side he was on, but he come all the way through and tried to sit through, and he lost the arm. But he gets three out of it, and the two reverses goes to Laufenberg, so a 5-2 here, potentially dangerous stoppage. 5-2 lead for Caden Renish over Darren Laufenberg of Iowa Highlands.
Take a look quickly at these two teams. Riverdale has already qualified Brody Meese, Riley Wanick, and Grant Matthews for state. They'll all be in the sectional finals. Win or lose, they're going to state. One win away are Lakota Brewer and John Duffy. And with this win, if Caden can hold on, solidify his position here, he would need one more win as well to make it a half dozen Riverdale wrestlers going to state. That would be exceptional. For Iowa Grand Highland, they have already qualified, believe it or not, David, 7 for state. All in the finals, Hunter Stevens, Elliot Biba, Brock Hinderman, Tyson Imhoff, Jackson Bussey, Emerson Mowen, and Bodie Brockhoff. Gavin Hinderman and Darren Laufenberg have a chance if their tourney continues here in the consolation bracket. The only one who has seen his tournament come to a close is Lucas Christensen, the junior, at 125.
All right, we'll go back to Caden here as he's still in control. He got a one escape at the end of the first period, but he's in the down position here in the second period, and he is going to get up and get the escape. So really aggressive there on the ball. Nice double leg takedown right off the bat. He gets Laufenberg down on the mat, adds two more to his score here. Now let's get a good pinning combination in here. He works that side with a breakdown there, goes a tight waist and a wrist. 9-2 lead, 7-point lead here for Caden Renish. Just good tight waist, real tight waist. And he gets a breakdown, breaks that right arm, chops that down, flattens out Laufenberg. It works a pinning combination here now because Nicolotti won't be afraid to call Dale stalling on you, which he does.
He called stalling once earlier today, 17 seconds into the match.
Yeah. He's consistent. There's no doubt about it, and these coaches know that. Caden was not attempting a turn of any sort there, and he called him for stalling. So Caden's got to keep that in mind. He's down, or leading by 7, 45 seconds now. 190-pound wrestleback matches.
Darren Laufenberg's teammate Gavin Hinderman involved in a great match on the next mat, 175 pounds. He's got a 2-1 lead over Nolan Hankey of Lancaster, and Caden Renish took that opportunity while I stole the microphone from you to score the fall.
Oh, that's good. He got back in position on the top, went right back to that arm bar with a half and got a pin in 3 minutes and 26 seconds. A nice job for Caden.
That ends the tournament for the senior Darren Laufenberg, and as mentioned, means that Caden Renish is one win away from a return trip to state. Be a good chance for us to take a break. We will do so. Be back with more in a moment from Mineral Point. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
What a great experience, competing in the WIAA State Wrestling Tournament Series in February. For a high school athlete to stand on the podium at state makes all the sweat and tears seem well worth it. Lime Ridge Ag is proud to support all the wrestlers from this area. Every day, Lime Ridge Ag works hard to help farmers by providing livestock feed and nutritional advice, prompt and professional service, Rob Seco seed, and general farm supplies. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook. We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO-FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Well, this round is rapidly coming to a close, David Wermond, as we work through the consolation bracket in the boys' tournament. We're already up to 215 pounds. I think we have one of those matches left and one at 285. Is that correct? I believe so. Max Busser of Mineral Point is taking on Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany. That match is just underway. That's at 215 and at 285. It'll be Brett Zukowski of Aquinas and Henry Brigham of Cashton. And after this round, David, we go to what? The girls' semifinals?
Correct.
Is that right?
I believe that's how they'll do it.
We can take a look at Mr. Brigham and see how he does for Cashton. That's as close as we can get to our listening area right now. 285. Mat number one, Brigham comes in with a 39-11 record. He was pinned by Riverdale sophomore Grant Matthews in just 22 seconds. His opponent, Brett Gilkowski of Aquinas, is a senior, comes in at 21-11. He was pinned by Grant Matthews in the semifinals after beating Ithaca Weston's Max Meath in a 3-2 quarterfinal match. The fact that Silkowski then lost after beating Meath meant that Max Meath's tournament was over. Cashton brought three wrestlers into this tournament, Parker Milsna, Jack Schreier, and this man, Henry Brigham. Brigham surrenders the takedown, finds himself trailing 2-0. Jack Schreier's tournament is over for Cashton. Parker Milsna's day continues. He is a sophomore, has had a good day. He needs one more win at 106 pounds. Am I reading that correctly? He needs one more win. I think I wrote down his weight class wrong. He is in the championship. That's where he is. So he's already guaranteed a trip to state, Parker Milsna. 2-1, Brigham gets to his feet and earns the escape. 2-1 match, Zukowski of Aquinas with the lead. Been a good tournament for Aquinas. A good tournament for Fenimore. Fenimore came in with 14 wrestlers. They've only lost three, David. So it's been a good tourney from that aspect. Iowa Grand Highland, an exceptional tournament as well. And the Riverdale Chieftains, to this point, have lost only two of their eight wrestlers. The other six either have qualified for state or will qualify for state. Royal Waniwak Center has had a good tournament as well. Team that made it to the team sectional on Tuesday night. Closing seconds at 285 pounds first period action, Zilkowski and Brigham at the 2-1 match as they work for takedowns, which have been hard to come by. Do we have an update on the team scores, David?
Sure.
No, I'm just kidding. They're not all that important here
in
the individual section. Bragging rights, I suppose. But I don't think there's a trophy awarded, is there?
No.
Thought maybe the Coaches Association would do something. Nothing officially. And if they did, they might not tell us about it.
Yeah, right.
In the second period, nice roll through by Cashman senior Henry Brigham, and Brett Zilkowski of Aquinas will give up reversal points and also some near fall points. 2-2, and now here comes Zilkowski. And while that match continues, Zilkowski has a reversal. He lets Brigham up. I'm not sure if that score on the board is correct. We don't have near fall points in there for Brigham. Maybe they weren't awarded. I thought they were. Meanwhile, a match has been completed, and Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany has scored a pin.
3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Over Mac Busser of Mineral Point. The senior sees his tournament come to a close, and tough moment for these seniors, especially the ones that have not been to state before. I guess it's no different. If you've been to state as an underclassman, you want to go back anyway, and any loss at the end of the sectional that bounces you from the state tourney is not received warmly. But tough loss for Mac Busser. He gets consolation from his coaching staff, and Mineral Point's tourney continues. Has two men in the finals, Rowan Carey and Cade Rule. The only other one with a chance to go is Elliot Tite at 113 pounds, and he needs another win in order to do it. So in front of the home crowd, not necessarily a great day for the Mineral Point wrestling team. The score shows 4-4 with 4 seconds left in the second period between Brigham and Zilkowski. This is the last match of this round. We will then take a break, and if they are ready to go at Richland Center, we'll send the activity there. If not, the girls' semifinals will begin here on three mats, I believe the announcement was made.
Oh, I didn't hear the mats, but I'm sure the girls will be next.
It'll be the three-mat format once again at Mineral Point. We're in the third period. Zilkowski of Aquinas comes around for a reversal, and he takes the lead over Brigham. But he had it for about 5 seconds. Here comes Brigham. Oh, he didn't get out of there. Zilkowski maintains control but lets him go. The Aquinas coaches do not want Zilkowski on the mat with Henry Brigham. They prefer he works on his feet. Zilkowski has a one-point lead, 6-5.
I think Zilkowski kid is a little bit outweighed there. Brigham's a big kid. Zilkowski's probably a big 215 pounder, a small 285 by the look of it.
I'd fit in that category.
Yeah. That's where the coaches don't want the Aquinas coaches to stay on your feet. Brigham almost got that reversal there. That would have made a big difference in this match right now.
Yep. There's a nice duck under by Zilkowski. Brigham almost caught him, but Zilkowski gets the takedown. It's now a three-point lead, and immediately the coaches say, let him go. He does. We're down to 35 seconds. It's an 8-6, two-point lead for Brett Zilkowski of Aquinas.
Zilkowski's just so much quicker on his feet there to get underneath with the duck under, like you say, and stay off the mat and don't get underneath him, and he'll be just fine.
Brigham wrestled behind Austin Culpit at Cashton the last couple of years. Made it to the sectional 2 years ago at 215 pounds. Makes it again this year
but I think he's run out of gas. However, Brigham is awarded a point blocking on Zilkowski. He makes it a one-point match. Brigham dives, misses, a couple seconds left, and Brett Zilkowski of Aquinas will prevail with an 8-7 victory over Cashton senior Henry Brigham, who has 39 wins to his credit in his final season. Boy, he won at 40. He'll fall one win shy of the third place match here at the Mineral Point section. Well, we're going to take a break. If they're ready to go at Richland Center, we will send it there. A lot of action involving Richland Center, River Valley, and Dodgeville. I keep saying at Richland Center.
Yeah.
They are not. They are at Wisconsin Dells. I don't know why. I can't get that through my head. Nonetheless, there, I wrote myself a note. We'll take a break. Hope you're enjoying our coverage today. This is Sectional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents, support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. Rural Mutual believes that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual has been the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started way back in 1965. From football to volleyball, and from soccer to tennis, the award recognizes more than sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our teams and our communities can work together to be true champions.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Dells. We jump right to the mat as Teague Perkins is on the mat, and he is wrestling at 215 pounds. No score in the match, although Teague is very close to possibly scoring a takedown here early on. Both wrestlers wrestling very defensively, potentially dangerous called. He'll stop the match and go back to the center of the mat. Teague Perkins, after a win earlier today, scored a fall in a minute 37 over Mason Mondorano. He lost to Blake Theory in 5-10. So right now, looks like with a 2-0 lead now, Teague Perkins off and taking care of business here at 215 pounds. We can also let you know that Cole Brenninger has just scored a win. Brenninger, the senior, getting a 10-0 win over Sullivan King of Black River Falls. So Brenninger is a step closer.
He wrestled pretty well, though.
Yeah.
He really did.
He did. So we'll wish for the best there. Teague Perkins leading 2-0 in his match. Perkins trying to make a bid to make it to state as a senior. He has been in control of this match through the first minute and a half. Now takes an arm bar on the far side. Steps over, and Teague Perkins, very close to scoring the pin, locks in the head. His opponent trying to wire his way out of there, and Teague turns back the other way and gives up on that move. So three near fall points, and the standing up right away is Paulie, I should say, and He's going to be broken back down to the mat, and that'll do it for one period of wrestling. Zeke Perkins up 4-0. Have you learned anything today, Hank, or not?
Oh, I tell you what, it is amazing how many people they can get into this gymnasium. It is amazing.
Yeah, and a lot of people choose to stand,
yes,
even though there are spaces in the bleachers.
Very little, though, Phil. If you look at it, a lot of them are taken, but a lot of people don't want to sit with other schools.
Yeah, that could be.
So,
yep, they're all along the walking track on the outside.
But what an amazing tournament, though. I mean, it's going quick. And
right now, I think they're going to jump to the next round opponents. Looks like they're going to jump right back to more boys semifinal action at 106 pounds. So let's pick up on the action. It's a 5-0 lead for Teague Perkins. And Perkins comes out. It looks like he's going to score another takedown. So he'll jump ahead by a score of 7-0. Teague wrestling well, grabs the near arm, trying to turn his opponent. Paulie from Sugar River. Sugar River with a good contingent here.
Well, they
today.
Have a good contingent here today.
But Richland Center trying to possibly end that run here, at least
for them.
Yep. 7-0 the lead, and they're out of bounds. They'll be back to the center of the mat. Cole Brenninger came out and took care of business, as mentioned. He's done well for himself. We have another 215-pound final. Boston Nasita on the mat there. Hanson and Lockington. And the win goes to Lockington, who scores a first period pin. 144, Lockington with the win. On the other mat, back to action now. As Perkins leads 7-0, 45 seconds remaining here in the second period. Perkins trying to lock in a potential cradle. Paulie trying to avoid that. Scoots himself back to the middle of the mat. And now Perkins grabs the near arm, locks up the wrists, and they're close to going out of bounds on the far side of the mat. Teague says, nothing doing. He's going to bring him back here on the mat. Grabs the far arm. We're down to 17 seconds in the second period. Teague Perkins grabs the near arm and goes to work again. He's going to run out of time here in the second period. We're down to 4 seconds. And the period comes to an end. 7-0, Teague Perkins leads. We're also going to get a chance to watch Braden Cleppy. He's taking the mat. So perhaps, Hank, you can keep an eye on Braden as well.
Yep, I'm trying to keep you updated here, my man.
Appreciate that. You're the wizard. You're the guru.
Well, I'm a guru. I'm a guru at something, I'm sure. But
third period underway, and Teague Perkins comes out and scores the takedown and takes a 9-0 lead on his opponent, Paulie. Perkins has been in control for the majority of minutes here in this six-minute match. Perkins grabs an ear arm, again looking for some leverage on Paulie, and now again trying to turn his opponent. Teague Perkins using all of his might now, trying to turn his opponent. And it is a 9-0 lead. Perkins locks in the elbows, tries to pull Paulie back to the shoulders, and Paulie gets back to the front side. No score between Braden Cleppy.
And Jack Simmons. None.
Simmons, all right.
From Prairie. They've seen each other a time or two.
Oh, I would think so, too. Southwest Conference action. Down to a minute remaining here. Teague Perkins with the lead of 9-0. The whole match, he's been trying to fight for more here. Perkins.
Are they 12 classes in the girls, Phil?
I think that sounds right.
Oh, okay.
14 for boys. But I believe you're right. Teague Perkins now has been awarded a point, 1 point stalling against Paulie, and Perkins trying for more, leading 10-0. Double arm bar, and he's got his opponent on his shoulders again. Teague Perkins close to scoring the fall here in the final 10 seconds of the match for Richland Center. Nonetheless, he's punching his ticket to the next round, and he uses a little bit of leverage at the end, and the period comes to an end. Three more near fall, and congratulations to Teague Perkins as he will take the lead.
We still have no score with Kleppe and Simmons on that one. Burkett's advancing, and believe it or not, Mason Jelinek's on the mat three, Phil, in the 175-pound mat. He is